Welcome to 20 Days with 1 Peter, blessing and purpose even in the midst of suffering, Day 5. Hard to believe, but today already marks the 25% point in our series. Complete all 20 days, and we'll send you an honorary certificate of completion. Let's begin with prayer. Father in heaven, please help us today to encounter truth from your word. May we seek out ways to appropriately apply that truth, so that we're not just hearers of your word, but doers also. We ask and believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 13. Concerning this salvation, the prophets, who spoke of the grace that was to come to you, searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. Quickly recapping where we've been so far in 1 Peter, Peter has called our attention to how magnificently blessed our condition is in Christ Jesus. Yes, we may face temporary times of trial, but the inheritance kept for us in heaven is eternal, and the joy God gives us here and now is indescribable. Then Peter goes on to speak about how the great prophets of old, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Peter says they searched intently, wanting to learn more about this blessed state of grace that you and I have the awesome privilege of experiencing firsthand today. How awesome is that? Then in chapter 1, verse 13, Peter says, therefore, which of course means we need to find out what he put it there for. There's going to be a conclusion coming up because of this wonderful salvation that we're receiving, because the salvation is so glorious, so magnificent, because our joy is so great, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, we are to set our hope on the grace to be brought to us when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. Let's listen to that again. With minds that are alert and fully sober, we are to set our hope on the grace to be brought to us when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. The Greek phrase that the NIV translators rendered as the word alert in this verse is actually a colloquialism, gird your loins. It's a phrase that's like our saying, roll up your sleeves, make yourself ready so you can take action when the time is right. The Greek word translated sober means so much more than simply not being drunk. It connotes having awareness and being watchful. So what are some of the ways that we can have minds that are alert and fully sober today? Ready, aware, and watchful. Well, we could be on the lookout for opportunities to use the gifts that God has given us to help others. We can be aware of God's will that when we're cursed, he wants us to bless in return. We can be ready whenever we're asked a reason for the hope that is within us. We can be aware of how important it is to not conform to the evil desires we had when we lived in ignorance before we came to Christ. We can make ourselves ready each and every day by asking God to help us live in a holy manner because God has told us, be holy because I am holy. Maybe you can think of a few others. So many good and true ways we can have our minds aware, watchful, and ready for action as we set our hope on the grace to be brought to us when Jesus is revealed as King of Kings and Lord of Lords at his second coming. Let's pray. Lord, please help us to grow in a mindset of readiness and awareness. Ready for Christ's return, ready to serve when you call us into service. Ready to grow in holiness and in unconditional love for our neighbors as we set our hope on the grace to be brought to us when Jesus is revealed at his coming. And it is in Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. If you have feedback, I would love to hear from you. Info@40dayswithchrist.com. That's info@40dayswithchrist.com. Have a great one.